The missionary was convicted of killing his wife on Valentine's Day last year, likely to continue a relationship with his 20-year-old sponsor student. Peoria County State's Attorney Jerry Brady says the first-degree murder conviction is based largely on circumstantial evidence that depended heavily on the ability to recover deleted data messages. That information could have been shocking to Denise Luthold's parents, Doug and Diane Newton, but Diane says they were mostly prepared.
We had no clue of all the double life he was leading. The police shared a lot of their information with us the night before he was arrested. And as soon as we heard those things, we were like, well, there was things that didn't make sense about the burglary, but we really didn't suspect him until we heard all of the other things.
The Luthholds were living with the Newtons when their daughter was killed. This is the first trial in the 10th Judicial Circuit that reporters have been allowed to record sound and images exclusive of the jury. That could have been difficult for the three Luthold children. The Newtons say the kids are with family out of state for the trial, but they will share the information with each child at age-appropriate levels. Doug Newton.
We're just glad that things have come to a conclusion, and that we can continue to have a part in the training and the loving of our grandchildren.
Nathan Luthold is scheduled to be sentenced September 10th. I'm Tanya Koontz.